Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kirk Kenny joins me on 97.3 The Fan. Kirk, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing really well. And I want to get to Rocky's press conference here in a minute, but I want to go back to Saturday. Because, you know, I'm sitting in my living room. I was so excited. I mean, you're a San Diego State alum, correct?
Yes, I am.
How excited, even though you're a professional, how excited were you, though, that San Diego State finally beat UCLA?
Well, I think it's always fun to be at a game that has historic implications. And for San Diego State fans, that definitely did after playing them 22 times without a win. Getting that one on Saturday was pretty big to San Diego State players, coaches, and fans.
What was it like down in the locker room when you went down there to get quotes and all that after the game?
Well, we're not actually in the locker room. They bring the players to us, but as you're walking through, you can see a lot of the players pretty excited, a lot of smiles on people's faces, obviously, and you can see it in the Ryan Agnew and some of the others when they stepped up to the podium to talk about it. They, you know, they're just pretty excited about the whole thing.
You know, Kirk, last week, you know, I had Jeff Horton on, you know, a few days before the Weber State game. And, you know, he's been here. The guy's been coaching for 35 years in college football, and they have a real stinker of an offensive performance in the first game of the year against Weber State, and they win the game 6-0. And people, like, were going crazy. I mean, they wanted to fire him. They wanted to fire other offensive coaches. And then they come out, looked like a totally different team on Saturday. I mean, it was amazing. And Agnew throwing for a career high in yardage, and these wide receivers that we didn't even know their names the week before all of a sudden became stars.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing to watch. I think if you could bottle what it is that all of a sudden just clicks, you'd be able to retire next week. I watch these guys practice all the time, and these receivers are working hard, and they just show all the ability in practice that looks like they could be successful to finally see it on the field. You know, everybody had been waiting. Where is that? Where is that? And finally they showed it Saturday, and now they know they can do it.
Well, and I'm going to give you credit because a couple of weeks ago I was at a Padre game and you were up there getting your dinner and I was getting a Coke or a cup of coffee or something. I go, how good are they going to be? You go, I think they're going to be okay. And, you know, and okay in our business means they're going to be pretty good. And right now, I mean, coming off of that win, and the thing that's encouraging, not only the offense get it done, but another solid effort by the defense.
Yeah, I think the defense, the biggest questions have been at the defensive line. But I think with the defense they run, they get a lot of help from the linebackers. And I'm also impressed this year with the secondary. The last couple of years, they've given up a lot of big plays deep or in the passing game itself, especially early in the season. And this year, the secondary seems to really be stepping up as well.
We're visiting with Kirk Kenny. He covers the Aztecs for the Union Tribune. You've been reading his writings for a long period of time. Great to have him on the program. Let's get to Rocky's press conference today. I know a lot of people were kind of waiting to see what Rocky would have to say today. Well, how did it go?
It went well. It's funny when everybody wants to talk about the big win, but I think what's interesting is the fans will still be picking in that win for several days, weeks, and I'm sure years. And yet the players and coaches themselves, I think they enjoyed on the bus ride home, maybe a few hours after that. And then it's like their focus is already on to the next game this week against New Mexico State. So, you know, he talks about it and this and that, but it's like he's already moved on.
Hey, Kirk, did they get out of that game on Saturday fairly healthy?
For the most part, they have a sophomore defensive end, Keyshawn Banks, that got a hip pointer, so he missed practice yesterday. But I have a feeling, especially knowing that he's from New Mexico, that he'll be in the lineup on Saturday.
Where's Juwan Washington health-wise right now?
They say he's at less than 100%, but I think he'll be better as the week goes on, and I would not be surprised if he's still on the field. The only question might be is if they think he'd be better off sitting a week out. They're so deep at running back, I think they could probably afford that. You know, so they'll decide, you know, would it be better for him to miss one game and be really healthy rather than have more of a setback by just keep going with it?
You know, Ryan Agnew, I said yesterday when I came on the air, he paid for his scholarship on Saturday by having a record performance throwing the football and taking down UCLA. I mean, that was a Ryan Agnew I had not seen.
I don't think anybody had seen that Ryan Agnew, and I'm sure San Diego State fans were very pleased to see that one emerge. And I don't know. I mean, do you put it on the offensive line doing a little bit better? Agnew just having a little more pocket presence, his receivers making big catches. But all of that came together Saturday, and I think it gave them a lot of encouragement that, hey, they can do this.
Hey, Kirk, is Rocky concerned at all right now about the run game? I mean, they ran the ball and they controlled the clock, which was great. They had it for over 38 minutes, but 47 carries the other day for only 80 yards. That has to be, I would think, some kind of concern.
Well, I think he pinned a lot of it on just the offensive line blocking better for the run. You know, they're in this transition to the spread where I don't know that they have their true identity established yet, and running has been their identity for several years, so we'll see where that goes. I think he's not happy, obviously, with where the run game stands right now, but I don't know that he's concerned about it. It reminds me of about 2015 when they started 1-3, and it looked like they couldn't get out of their own way, and they had DJ Pumphrey in the backfield, who became the NCAA's career rushing leader, and yet that season he couldn't do anything until the offensive line kind of got its game together.
Kirk Kenya, the Union Tribune, joining us talking Aztec football here on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, give me the scouting report on the sophomore wide receiver, number 92, Kobe Smith. 7 catches, 131 yards, a touchdown last year. As a freshman, he had 9 catches the entire year. Number 92, he looked great the other day.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a lot of fun to watch going forward. He was one of those guys that got pressed into service last year as a true freshman, got his feet wet. But obviously, you know, their game is different now with the spread. He had a breakout performance in the spring game, but he'd been kind of quiet during fall practice. So for him to establish himself the way he did Saturday was pretty encouraging.
What did Rocky say today, Kirk, about New Mexico State? I mean, New Mexico State has played 2 very difficult games. They got blown out by Washington State 58-7, and last week they were down there in Tuscaloosa taking on Alabama, getting beat 62-10, and I would imagine they probably got some bumps and bruises, but they're going to have a home game this week. What did Rocky say about the Aggies?
Yeah, Rocky talked about this is their home opener, and so you know, he's sure that they'll be fired up playing a team that's more their caliber than the two that they played. And I wrote about it in today's paper. What's too bad in their situation is their athletic department is financially strapped, and so they've had to go play some of these payday games. They've got one more against Ole Miss, which between those 3 games this year, they're going to take in $3.8 million to help offset some of the deficit in their athletic department. But the football team's kind of taken it on the chin for the entire athletic department.
Hey, Kirk, after the first few weeks of the college football season, when you look at the Mountain West Conference, who's impressed you and who's maybe disappointed you thought maybe would do a little bit better early in the year?
I think most impressive has been Hawaii, and they've been a team kind of on the come the last 2 years, and so I think they've been the biggest team to step up this season. But the conference overall, I think, has been pretty impressive with the way it's been able to do in its game against Power 5 teams. As far as any team that's maybe disappointed, one game over the weekend, Nevada got beaten big by Oregon, I think something like 66-7. So I'll be interested to see if that's a game that just was an anomaly, or is that something that portends bad things to come for them.
Yeah, Fresno State's off to an 0-2 start, but I think they got a pretty good ball club. I was actually impressed when I watched them play SC in game 1. I think they're going to be a tough team as the season goes on.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of those 0-2s that does not say anything at all about what that team actually is.
You know, I wanted to ask you one last question, and I'll let you get out of here. You know, I think it was such a big win. Everybody was so excited, and I could tell you yesterday when I came on the air, because in the first half hour I had 5 Aztec phone calls, and, you know, people, is like you said, they're going to be talking about this for weeks, and, you know, hopefully the Aztecs go down there, they play a great game against New Mexico State, get that game over and get out of it healthy, because the following Saturday on the 21st, they got a good Utah State team coming in. Rocky, talk at all, because there had to be a question about, you know, the typical question the media would ask: are you concerned about a letdown this week?
That didn't come up today, but it did the other day, and I think he did address that they better show the maturity to not keep dwelling on that game, because they're going to face a team that, you know, plays a style of offense that with the air raid stuff that can really give them some challenges. So, you know, don't get too caught up in what went on. And he's confident, I think, that they do have the maturity to look ahead and be prepared.
Hey, last thing I'm going to ask you, because I brought it up earlier. You know, the first game I watched on Facebook Live. Last week it was on the Pac-12 Network. I watched that. This week, and I read your article this morning, it's on the floorfootball.com subscription streaming. I can't believe that somebody couldn't get this game locally on television. I mean, this is another thing that hurts Aztec football and in the Mountain West Conference, where we can't get a game on television.
I agree, and I hope that they're, because they're going through negotiations right now for their next TV contract. And and in fact, the first five San Diego State games this year are on five different platforms.
Oof.
And now they don't have control over away games, so that's, they're kind of at the mercy of that. And I think there might be a slight chance it could still somehow find a way onto TV, but I'm not going to go there right now because I don't know if there's enough of a chance to bring it up more than I just did. But, yeah, it's funny that in this day and age, it takes more work for a viewer to go find a game than it did when, you know, just flick it on and it's either on 6, 8, or 10.
No question about that. Well, hey, safe travels to La Cruces, and we always appreciate you coming on the program.
All right, thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.